This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. There's widespread global alarm over the potential of Israel's long-threatened invasion of Rafah. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports on the evacuation of the Gaza City.
The Israeli army has ordered Palestinians to evacuate parts of Rafah in southern Gaza ahead of an expected ground invasion there. The military ordered 100,000 people to move to a nearby area called Mawasi. The evacuation order is a sign that a long-promised ground invasion of Rafah could be imminent. The United States, Israel's closest ally, has repeatedly urged Israel not to carry out the invasion, saying it does not have a credible plan to protect civilians. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes on Rafah remain a regular occurrence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's defense ministry says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The announcement Monday came days after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. The ministry says the drills are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Relatives of two Australians and an American who disappeared on a surfing trip arrive in Mexico to identify their bodies, which were found with gunshot wounds to the head, authorities say. Charles III marks the first anniversary of his coronation following a difficult year that has seen a cancer diagnosis and continuing tensions with his son, Prince Harry. This is VOA News. What does a judge's gag order mean in former U.S. president and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's hush money case? AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Virtually every day in his hush money criminal trial, Donald Trump talks about how he can't talk about it.
Because of an unconstitutional gag order.
The order bars him from making out-of-court public comments on witnesses, jurors, and some others. The judge found that the former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, repeatedly violated the order, and he fined Trump $9,000. The judge also warned that jail could follow if he keeps it up. The order does not stop Trump from talking about the allegations against him or commenting on the judge or the elected top prosecutor in this case, and it doesn't stop him from testifying in court if he chooses. Julie Walker, New York.
The death toll from heavy rains that have caused flooding in Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul has risen to at least 78, local authorities said, with more than 115,000 people displaced. Reuters' Laila Sharukh-Shahi reports.
Flooding from the storms over the past few days has affected more than two-thirds of the nearly 500 cities in the state, which sits on the border with Uruguay and Argentina. An Instagram video from the Army's Aviation Command showed an officer hitting the roof of the house with a brick to rescue the child and pull him to safety. Reuters blurred the toddler's face to protect his identity. The toddler and his relatives were trapped in the floods in Lajedo in southern Brazil. Floods have destroyed roads and bridges in several cities. The rain also triggered landslides and the partial collapse of a dam at a small hydroelectric power plant, leaving nearly 500,000 people without power on Sunday evening.
That was Reuters' Laila Sharukh-Shahi reporting. And in other world news headlines, in Chad, the presidential election is likely to expose the country's north-south divide, with President Mahamat Idriss Deby Itno favored to prevail over his southern prime minister. After years of delays, Boeing's Starliner capsule is set to ferry astronauts to the International Space Station Monday. Satellite imagery shows that Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have seen success in slashing opium production, but farmers stripped of their livelihoods are resisting anti-narcotics units. And hundreds of Bangladeshi Muslim immigrants in the Italian city of Monfalcone pray outside after being banned from praying inside their cultural centers by the city's far-right mayor. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.